The Arts and Science Council works as a sort of arts broker. Individuals and companies give the ASC money, and the ASC gives it to arts and cultural groups in the form of grants. In the past, the model was a way to streamline funding. Donors could go to one place with their money versus being approached by hundreds of arts groups. And the arts groups didn't have to spend their time approaching donors. Kathleen Jameson, the Mint Museum's executive director, says the ASC does bring in donors that the museum wouldn't engage otherwise. But, she says, it can also get in the way of forming relationships with their donors.
One assumes that there's a group of folks within that body of givers to the ASC that then also have the potential to support the organizations directly. And because of the way the system works, it is, I believe, difficult to kind of engage with those folks, get to know them, thank them, because there's a middleman, it's the ASC.
But the ASC also helps groups pay for an unsexy cost, says the task force co-chairman, Pat Riley. Operating expenses.
Corporations, individuals, government. Nobody wants to fund operations. We're all sitting in this room saying, who funds operations? There's nothing fun about funding operations.
Task Force co-chair Felicia McDowell worries that untethering some organizations from ASC support could be fatal.
Could we actually let those other organizations that were not nimble enough or did not have the facility to convert what relationships they had to sufficient dollars, would we let them die on the vine? I mean, because if you begin to untether, you know, there are consequences of that.
The task force will continue to discuss these consequences in public meetings through July. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.